by the way, if you ever have an issue that you want us to tackle and toss out to our listeners, get a bunch of opinions, you know, you can kind of sift through and help maybe determine how you approach your issue, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, just shoot us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this message. I work at a large company and head a smallish department. Most of us have been here for many years. We have a great working relationship. It's actually more like family.
Mm-hmm.
We socialize at each other's homes. We vacation together.
Oh, wow.
The problem is a new staff member I recently hired. Now, when interviewing Rick 5 months ago,
Rick,
I thought he was eminently qualified.
Yeah.
That he would blend in well with the warm social structure of our office.
Yeah.
Now, Rick does his job well.
Yeah.
But he's slowly but surely destroying our little utopia.
Oh.
He's arrogant, abrasive, two-faced, conniving, gossipy, and a manipulator. And since he's arrived, the staff has broken off into factions, and there's a palpable tension in the air.
Oh, wow.
I want this guy gone.
Oh, jeez.
I have informally discussed this with a friend from Human Resources who says there's nothing I can do since Rick hasn't technically done anything wrong.
Oh.
So how do I handle this problem? Remain relatively professional and hopefully bring joy back into the workplace.
Well, I know this is hindsight, but two words, due diligence. This is why you check references. This is why you talk to employers that have employed the employee before for the non-tangible things, the things that aren't on the resume, the, hey, would you hire this person again sort of questions, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that Rick just suddenly developed those personality traits for that office.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, maybe he has a very abrasive sense of humor that you could have learned about had you done your due diligence or anything like that. But sorry, I'm speaking in the past. This has already happened. He's already a part of your team now.
Yes, he's in this situation. What do we do with it? Amanda says, sounds like maybe he's being bullied.
Oh.
Grow up and do your job. And did you think you were never going to have any issues? For Pete's sake, sounds like an opportunity for you to work on your management skills. That is a different perspective.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe there is kind of a, you know, whispers behind your back to the new guy, like, you know, you shouldn't have ever been hired here. You know, you're never going to be a part of our family.
And, that is true. Susan said, did you ever think that maybe if one guy could throw off your utopia so severely, it probably wasn't as strong and great as you thought?
That's a good point. All right.
Yeah,
so
these people were so close. How did this divide them so easily?
Yeah, I would love to know if you have had this sort of situation and you've been in it, how you approached it. And then because I think your experience could help lead our listener to maybe how he or she should approach this. All right. 502-571-9970 is group therapy. This new guy, Rick, ruining the happy workplace that is there at their job and wondering how to handle Rick and restore the peace and harmony. So when you immediately walk in the door every morning, it's not like,
no, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Now, listen, so here's the big problem. Like, Rick is doing his job well, so they don't really have any grounds to, you know, fire him for any reason. Eric texted in and said, I think the first step is to have a conversation with Rick. Mm-hmm. I've been in the situation several times. Most of the time, I don't realize I'm being a jerk. It's just a defense mechanism that I've unknowingly utilized a lot in life due to trying to get people to like me.
That's a really good point. Okay,
like,
yeah.
Maybe Rick doesn't know he's coming off like this to the team.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, there's got to be, like, you're a manager. Like, let's have a conversation with your employee, you know?
Right.
And I don't know if you have, you know, weekly or monthly check-ins, but maybe it's time to do weekly check-ins with your employees, and maybe not just Rick, maybe everybody on your team, and just, you know, kind of have that one-on-one chat and, you know, see what the issue is with that. But Tish works in HR, and now Tish, you said that you don't really need to have a reason to get rid of them.
If that employer is in Kentucky, Kentucky is an at-will state, and an employee can be let go for good cause, bad cause, or no cause.
I've heard about at-will states. The employer could just be like, all right, see you, Rick, and give no reason.
Well, you're not fitting in, or I don't like the color of your hair, or whatever. But, I mean, you can't make it for a reason that there's, you know, that there's protection for. You can't say it's because you're gay, it's because you're African American,
right.
It's because you're female. But if it's not those things, if it's just, you know, this isn't working.
I don't know. Like, that whole wrongful termination thing, it scares me.
Well, but the thing about it is, Ben, people can file suit for anything.
Yeah.
I terminated someone one time for Medicaid fraud, and she filed suit claiming that we had terminated her because she was 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
She was eight months pregnant, but it had nothing to do with why she was terminated.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Well, you sound smart, and it sounds like you have dealt with this before, so I appreciate you.
Sure, no problem.
All right, thanks, Tish.
Yeah, and a lot of people were pointing out the whole Kentucky is an at-will state. Amy said, fire him for creating a hostile work environment. You can fire him for anything. Worst case scenario is you have to pay unemployment for a time. Sounds like it's worth it, though.
I feel like we're jumping to fire the dude really quickly.
Everybody is in the comments, but I agree with what Eric said. Maybe this guy just doesn't understand that's how he comes off to people. And you sit down, I think you try to have a conversation first to see if you can get through to Rick. Maybe, you know, Rick has no idea how, you know, he's being like this, and see if it improves. I think you try to rectify the situation, especially since he's good at his job.
Yeah. So here's what you need to start doing, because this may, I mean, unless you want to just literally, you know, rip the Band-Aid off and use the whole Kentucky's an at-will state and say, see you, Rick. This is going to be a process. And I would recommend you start documenting everything. Every time something happens,
right,
you talk to Rick. You send him an email saying, per our conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have that documentation where it's like,
it's a paper trail.
On this day, 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 there hasn't been any improvement. See ya. You know?
Yeah. That way you're building your case. If it does have to come to the whole, okay, we're going to let you go. And then if he tries to retaliate in some way, then you've got, you know, here are the reasons.
You're like, look, Rick, look. You made pig noises when Becky was eating a cupcake. Like, you can't do that, Rick. You thought you were being funny. That is not funny. You can't.
That's your example?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay. It's like, help us help you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help us help you.
All right. Well, hopefully this helps. Again, I think the comments are... I don't think you should do what the comments are saying. I mean, everybody in the comments is saying, fire them!
You know? Yeah. But you don't need reasons in at-will state.
Yeah, but like, if you know anything about Facebook comments, they're extreme either way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So, yeah, have a conversation with Rick. You know, he may not have any idea that's how, you know, his personality is coming off to people, and then see if it can improve. If not, then start documenting the incidents.
I think you start documenting this regardless. But,
okay.
But, you know, think of hiring the next time as dating. As a relationship, like you're going to start dating them. Well, let's hope you don't actually start dating this person, but like, think of it as, you know, you're bringing someone in, and you got to do that due diligence. You got to like look in their, in their past and see if they're going to mesh and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, hopefully this all works out for you. And yeah, by the way, Indiana is also an at-will state. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes. And so. Joy said, you know, protocols now state, though, you can't reveal personal things and contacting references only if they're eligible for rehire due to slander.
Well, I mean, and that's why the great question of, would you hire this person again?
Yes, can be really, I guess.
It can be beneficial.
Sidestep that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that person can just say, nope.
Yep.
And you'll be like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways.
And then she also suggested have a team building meeting. That might be a good idea, too.
All right. Appreciate you. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.